from ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. Boeing tonight will try for the first time to launch its Starliner capsule with astronauts on board.
Today, Boeing tries its design, which is like a modern-day version of the Apollo Command Module, with two astronauts on board who will dock at the International Space Station. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson, who went to space in 1986, tells me even he gets butterflies on launch days.
We're not going to launch it unless we think it's safe. But in spaceflight, there's always a risk, and that's why it's white-knuckle time.
If all goes according to plan, the astronauts will return in about 2 weeks with a parachute landing. Alex Stone, ABC News.
6 months till the presidential election. New ABC News Ipsos polling gives Donald Trump a 2-point lead on President Biden amongst all adults. Fine-tune that down to likely voters, and President Biden has a 4-point lead.
As Trump prepares to start week three of testimony in his current trial, 80% of Trump supporters say they'd stick with him even if he is found guilty and convicted of a felony in this case. That, however, means 20% of supporters say that they would either reconsider or withdraw their support, which is enough to make a difference.
ABC's Christiane Cordero. Hamas negotiators departed Cairo. Still no agreement on a proposed ceasefire and hostage release.
Prime Minister Netanyahu hitting out at Hamas's demand that any deal should include a commitment for a long-term ceasefire. The Israeli leader saying that would be a terrible defeat for Israel. Israel offering a 6-week pause in the fighting and the release of Palestinian prisoners in return for 33 hostages.
ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge. Cops near Santa Quinn, Utah, curbed the 18-wheeler on the I-15 after getting a report of someone riding along the back of the trailer. During that stop, say authorities, the trucker pulled off, turned around, and rammed the officer, killing him and two police cars. Michael Aaron Jane, now in custody. You're listening to ABC News. Labor pains at Boeing.
Boeing has locked out its private force of firefighters who protect its aircraft manufacturing plants in the Seattle area and brought in replacements. Negotiations with the firefighters union failed to get a deal on wages. About 125 firefighters are involved. Boeing says it paid its firefighters $91,000 on average last year. The International Association of Firefighters says they're paid far less than crews at local fire departments in the Seattle area. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Nathan Wade, formerly special prosecutor in Fulton County, Georgia's probe of Donald Trump trying to overthrow his election loss in Georgia in 2020, is speaking exclusively to ABC News. Trump's lawyers exposed Wade's romance with District Attorney Fannie Willis.
I hate that my personal life has begun to overshadow the true issues in the case.
A judge ordered Wade off the case in March. He says the romance with Willis had ended by the time it was exposed.
I regret that private matter became the focal point of this very important prosecution.
More of the interview on Good Morning America and ABC News Live Prime. British actor Bernard Hill died. He played King Theoden in Lord of the Rings and Captain Edward Smith in Titanic. Bernard Hill was 79. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.